Okay.
Oops. What the fuck?
A cobweb just fell on me from the ceiling. No.
Oh, that's gonna irritate me. Where the fuck did it come from, aside from the ceiling? I mean, yes, obviously it came from the ceiling, but where's the fucking spider? I'm not arachnophobic, but I just like knowing where the little bastards are.
Okay. On topic. It is coming up on 10:30 in the morning, Sunday, March 22nd, 2020. I have been meaning to make an audio. Well, not exactly an audio. Really, it's just a fucking sort of audio blog thing. Not exactly. It's like a vlog, but just audio. It's a vlog. Which kind of sounds like gagging on a cock. So, I'm mad about that. We're just gonna go with that. I've been meaning to make something talking about pain. Because my relationship with pain is complicated. Let me find my notes. Okay. So, the subject of pain. Trying to figure out where to start. Oh, and the music in the background. I'm hoping it's not too loud. I just wanted something to drown out my cat inevitably scratching the shit out of my door. Because he doesn't like it when he's not allowed to be somewhere. Little prince. Anyhow, where to start? I think I'm just going to start with yesterday and work backwards. Let me... different... page. There we go. Okay. Yesterday was a really fucking awful day. Not because anything particularly bad happened, it was just a bad pain day. Which, I realize, may not make sense to many people. However, when you have been in chronic pain since childhood, you learn to tell the difference between good pain days and bad pain days. Good pain days are when you can sort of function, or function as well as you can. You're never going to function as well as somebody who doesn't have your issues, but it's the best you can do for yourself. Those are the good days. And I do have good days, of course. Lately, not many, admittedly, but it's the wrong time of the month for good pain days. I have a... oh, I hate talking about this. This might end up getting very fucking long, just because I don't like fucking talking about this. I've gone over it with so many fucking doctors over the years. I hate talking about it in my personal life. I like pretending that it doesn't fucking exist. Just because it's taken over my fucking life so much. Okay, yesterday. All I did yesterday was go to work, which involves sitting in my car for maybe half an hour driving there, getting up, doing whatever is necessary around the house, whatever shopping. Whatever shopping my aunt and my grandma need. It's really not a lot. I feel like apologizing for pausing repeatedly. I just like using the right words, and I reconsider my words like every 2 seconds in my brain. It's hard not to do it verbally as well. Where was I? Taking care of whatever my aunt and my grandma need taking care of. Especially out of the house right now, seeing as California is on pretty much fucking lockdown. Well, not quite lockdown, but close. It's getting there. And soon it's probably going to be necessary for the entire state to be literally fucking locked down. Because people aren't listening. But that's neither here nor there, really. That's not what I'm talking about at all, really. I am on one hand very nervous to talk about this, and on the other, I have had... one massive cup and about half of another cup of coffee, which is probably about the equivalent of 3-ish regular sized cups. So that's probably not helping, but I plead ADHD. Anyway. Where the fuck was I? See, this is why I edit so fucking much. I get lost in my brain, thinking. And it's actually very fucking embarrassing to let people into my brain, because it works sort of in a backwards kind of way, but that's also not the point. Chill the fuck out.
Why did you do that elbow?
Did you hear that hop? I have no idea if the microphone picked that up or not. I just moved my elbow and it popped. Which, oh yeah, duh. To the fucking point. Okay. I'm going to make myself notes very, very quickly. Car. Sitting. Ouch. Why? Okay. That should be stupid enough for my brain to follow. So, sitting in the car. That was my pen hitting my desk. Anyhow. Sitting in the car, on my sciatica cushion, sexy, I know. Just waiting, really, for the worst of it to come. Sitting in cars is not something my spine likes. At all. It really, really, really does not like when I am being moved against, like, its own will. Because I've mentioned a connective tissue disorder before. I haven't been specific on what it is, because it's fucking weird, honestly. I have a connective tissue disorder called Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, which is a collagen deficiency that I was just born with. I didn't develop it. It's not, like, contagious or anything. It's just the way my weird little body is. Part of that is the soft tissue in my body doesn't stay where it's supposed to be because there isn't enough collagen to bulk it up, if that makes sense. It's like, it's like the difference between silicone and jello. Like, people with healthy collagen have sticky stuff in between their bones that's more like silicone. Not like silicone lube, but like silicone sealant. Sort of. I realize this isn't a perfect analogy, just go with it. Theirs works relatively well. I mean, it takes a fair bit of fucking force to knock it out of place. With Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, yours is a bit more like jello. It doesn't hold itself together well at all. And how well it holds itself together or not, it varies a hell of a lot from individual to individual. For me, I know I have some hypermobility, which is the slipping of bones and joints and all that fun stuff. Not very much, though. Like, I don't really have many party tricks. I can do the weird finger thing, which I'll include some kind of picture of here. I don't know if I'll do it. Well, maybe I'll do it with my own fingers. That's gonna make it hurt to play guitar later, though. Oh, well. Anyhow. I don't know specifically which subtype I have, and there are, like, 13? Different subtypes at this point. I have no idea which one I have. But I know I do have one of them, obviously. I don't know how long it's gonna be really until I can figure out which subtype I have, because the specialist I see is at a hospital, well, a research hospital nearby, and that hospital is currently working on treating coronavirus patients, so I don't think I'm going to be going there anytime soon, unfortunately, but hopefully that'll turn around soon. Anyhow, yesterday, God, this is meandering. I'm sorry. I shouldn't apologize as much as I do. I know, but I'm still fucking sorry. Anyhow, sitting in the car yesterday, my lower back decided it didn't want to be a lower back. It wanted to be disembodied bones. Maybe, kind of, sort of. So, sitting in the car while my lower back freaks the fuck out. Earlier that day, I knew pretty fucking well my back was going to be very, very, very unhappy with me. Partially because it is Shark Week. Yay, periods. Which, that is entirely fucking sarcastic. I hope that came across. I shouldn't explain my sarcasm. Shut the fuck up, inner critic, go eat a dick! Okay. Where was I? Fuck. Lower back being stupid. Period. Oh, for whatever reason, the hypermobility and POTS, which is, I don't remember what the P starts for. Poly something orthostatic tachycardia, no, postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome, which essentially means as I change positions, my heart rate changes in weird, weird, weird ways. And that, of course, gets weird. Gets worse. Gets weird? Weirs. What the fuck, brain? Okay. It gets weirder and worse. That's what I was doing. Around Shark Week. Like, the week before and the week of are particularly bad. And seeing as today is day 4? No, day 3. Day 3. Which is usually the heaviest and worst day, but not that anybody asked. I just don't give a fuck. If you would like to hear me playing with my vagina, you are going to at least have the option of hearing about the awful things it does to me. Because that is only fair. I have this rule with people I'm in, like, a relationship with and all sexy with and stuff. If you would like to play with my vagina, you get to hear about the horrible shit it does. You just do. You don't have to want to. But I'm going to tell you. Repeatedly. Especially if you don't want me to. I mean, unless it's for, like, a dysphoria reason, then I'm not going to be an asshole, but... I'm distracting myself now. Fuck! This is what having ADHD is, guys. I'm not even fucking... My brain frustrates me. This is why I need to be medicated for this. Nobody asked about that in the slightest. And you can say that the coffee made it worse, but it really didn't. This is me when I can sort of focus. You don't want to know how bad it is when I 100% can't. At least I'm able to sort of get back on topic now. Okay, car sitting. Ouch. Yeah, so... Ow. Sorry, my arm itches. Before I left, I put this lidocaine-y stuff on my lower back, which I try not to do when I'm going places because then I can't feel if I'm holding my back wrong or... holding my knee wrong, holding my shoulder wrong, holding my neck wrong, whatever body part I'm using it on, then I can't feel if I'm holding it wrong. And a big problem I have with my EDS is posture. That's simply because my body, it does not fucking hold itself up correctly. It can't. It's too unstable. I don't build muscle like everybody else does. My connective tissue doesn't hold itself together like everybody else's does. Well, everybody who doesn't have a connective tissue disorder, but that's neither here nor there. Anyhow, that's just not something my body really does. I don't know if you've ever tried to work out while only exercising the muscle, not putting any stress whatsoever on the tendons and ligaments, everything surrounding the muscle. It's very fucking difficult. Very, very, very fucking difficult. So, what I do are micro corrections throughout the day, which requires being very, very mindful of the fact that I am in pain pretty much all the time. And when I say pretty much all the time, I mean there's at least something low grade that hurts constantly. This isn't an exaggeration. I realize that it may seem like one, especially to people who've never really been in chronic pain, and I genuinely don't know how to explain this to someone who's never been in chronic pain, or someone who's never experienced an injury that impacts them long term. I don't think there is an explanation that can accurately surmise all of this. Summarize all of this without, one, tempering it down to make it more palatable for the other person, and two, being accurate to the experience itself. I'm going to change the song real quick. It's difficult to put into words to explain to someone who's never been in much pain. Because I don't know anything else. I can't connect to that. This has always been my body and always will be my body. I was born this way. It's not something that I will ever be free of. And explaining that to someone tends to make them like, oh, excuse me, tends to make them feel like, oh, don't be like all down in the dumps and glum and blah, be fucking positive. No amount of positive thinking in the world is going to change this. None. This is a fundamental fact ground in the marrow of the bones of my fucking body. This is literally part of the fabric of who I am. It's part of my basic composition. That's not going to change. It just is. And I realize that's very difficult for other people to accept. It's been a hell of a thing for me to accept, too. But there's nothing anybody can really do other than accept it. I mean, if I understand that it's difficult to wrap your lobes around, that's not the problem. It's that not being able to intellectually understand something doesn't have to mean that you can't either sympathize or empathize. And that fault right there, that little fault line, that little crack where kindness and compassion should be, leaves ample room for people to fall into it, which I don't blame them for, but it gets exhausting to not only explain this to people, but then after the fact reassure them that I'm okay, that there's nothing they can do, there's not really much I can do other than take care of myself, and it's difficult for people to fathom, I guess, which is only compounded by what I am about to tell you. The fact of me being in chronic pain has led me down some pretty fucking dark alleyways, for lack of a more elegant explanation. This is going to get into the ADHD too. See, this is another reason that I haven't really tried to open up to people, because once I start, it all just kind of vomits out. I don't like that fact, but it's like a whale's blowhole or something. That's dirty. Sort of. I mean, I'm sure there's a ton of bacteria and shit. just like a vagina. Double dirty. Okay, moving on. What? Where was I? Fuck. ADD. That's where I was. That's where I always am. Okay. ADD. Nah, rewind, rewind, brain. Rewind, where the fuck was I? Fuck, where did it go? Oh, ADD. Part of me learning not necessarily how to handle my ADD when I was a kid, more just maladaptive coping mechanisms I developed in response to the ADD I didn't know I had. Well, ADHD I didn't know I have. ADD, the ADD isn't an accurate acronym. The disorder itself is ADHD. And yes, there is a difference between attention deficit disorder with and without hyperactivity, but there's usually a degree of inattention and hyperactivity in people with ADHD. It's varying levels of both. Some people have very little hyperactivity, some have more inattentivity than anything else. Some people are... I don't know if some people are fully one or fully the other, honestly. I mean, I would think that it's not impossible, but... I don't know. Either way. ADD. Unhealthy coping mechanisms. I began self-harming as a very, very, very small child. Like, one of my earliest memories is of self-harming and getting in trouble for it. I don't know how to explain the earliest incidences. Well, incidents. Excuse me. Coffee. The phlegm. Okay, I don't know how to explain the earliest incidences. Instances. Brain. Mouth. Work. Please. Of me self-harming. I don't have any sort of clear intellectual memory of them. I remember the feeling and the impulse. I don't remember what I was thinking. Which feeds into the ADD, really. There's a symptom called rejection. Well, it's not exact. Well, it sort of is. Brain, fucking cooperate. There's a sort of symptom of ADHD called rejection sensitive dysphoria. Any sense of perceived rejection causes an... What's the word? Oh, what is that fucking word? Look, where'd the word go? Shit. This is irritating the shit out of me. Anyhow, it causes an emotional / physical, because really it's a physical fucking reaction. All emotions are, they are centered in the fucking body itself, not to mention the spinal cord. But with what I know. Reaction, where the fuck?
I'm turning the music off. My cat's gonna scratch at the door
anyway, but that's kind of distracting me. What is the fucking word? Oh god, this is another fucking ADD. Not being able to recall tiny little things like this. And getting fixated on not being able to recall them. ADHD. Which I realize may seem as if I am hiding behind the fact of my disorder. No, this isn't what I'm doing. I'm coping with it by acknowledging that it's there and trying not to beat myself up for the fact that this is just how my fucking brain is. I gotta fucking move on from this stupid ass thought. The perception of rejection, as in rejection sensitive dysphoria, causes an, I know it's a word that starts with an IN, prefix IN. In, it's not insubstantial, it's not inordinate. Neither of those are the right word, but that's what's popping into my head. A amount of pain that is not, an amount of pain that is exaggerated in comparison to the trigger, if that makes sense. There's a word for it. I don't fucking remember what it is. Doesn't really matter. I'm brain. Oh, I'm trying not to focus on that stupid fucking word. Okay, brain. Come on. That tends to make me feel like turning on myself, because I can't control that reaction. Once it's triggered, it goes until it can't anymore. I'll include a link or something on it, because I can't get into that fucking rabbit hole right now. Once that's triggered, one of the only ways I can think of to pull myself down that actually works is physical pain. And I learned this as a coping mechanism very, very, very young. And it has been a coping mechanism for a very, very, very long time. As an adult, I'm happy to say I very rarely self-harm nowadays. But when I was a little girl and when I was a teenager, it was rampant. And I'd be lying if I said I still didn't fucking want to. And because I have EDS, my scar patterns are very, very strange. I have a few strange keloids that really, they aren't deep enough to be conventional keloids. They, for whatever fucking reason, because of my EDS, have become keloids, but they're not. Normal keloid scars are quite bulky. Mine are fairly fucking small. Like, I'm looking at a few of them right now. And it's difficult to tell that they're even fucking keloid scars. In part because they are pretty fucking small. And no, they're not exactly flattened. Like, ooh. Ah, that was my throat. Allergies. Ah! Excuse me. I don't want to sneeze. No. I refuse. Okay, cool. I scared it back in. Anyhow. Why was I talking about scar patterns? I don't know. Okay, moving on. Self-harm's been a coping mechanism for me for a very, very, very long time. And I'm... I know for a fact it plays into my pain kink. I don't doubt that in the slightest. Ah, water. I have phlegm. Here's my room. And as much as I would like to get into my pain kink right now, I don't think that's a good idea with people awake. So, I suppose I will leave you here until I have time to myself to actually fucking record something. Oh, and I am planning on recording both versions of the Slave Girl's Punishment, if anybody is listening and curious about that. I just need to have a little bit of time to myself to actually fucking record it. I've been trying to find time to myself. It hasn't worked because everybody's here. Which is,
I don't like it even a little bit. I would like to be alone very much, thank you, but
yeah, that's not happening. Anywho. TLDR. Well, too long, didn't listen. I am in chronic pain, and I know that plays into my weird crossed pain pleasure receptors, which it's not weird that they are crossed because they are for many people. The degree to which they're crossed, however, I feel is. And I will expand upon that when I have the chance to without being overheard. Happy Sunday, or Monday in some parts of the world. Stay safe, stay healthy, and take care.